This is MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. We have high school hockey tonight on MSO Radio. This presentation of MSO News Sports is brought to you by the Sylvan Street Grill. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill. My Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go. Enjoy the local flavor. Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plashtown, New Hampshire. Moore GMC of Denver, serving the North Shore since 1969. Harrington Trophy, rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Attorney Robert J. Madruga, see Bob for all your tax preparation. Gloria Food Store, consistently Beverly's number one deli. The Lynn Museum, 590 Washington Street in Lynn, combining with Lynn Arts, building a vibrant cultural center in downtown Lynn. Columbia Insurance of Lynn. The Porthole Restaurant, try their award-winning clam chowder. Lynn Auditorium, one of the premier entertainment venues in the state. The Daily Item of Lynn and itemlive.com. Daily Item serving the North Shore since 1877. Well, hello again, and just heard the end of the JV hockey game here. The Big Blue of Swampscott beat the Lynn Jets JVs by a score of 5-3. And pleasure meeting Lynn Jets coach Joe Conlon downstairs a little bit earlier, along with Marblehead coach Bob Jackson. We'll have the interview coming up with both coaches very soon, of course. But first, good idea to take a look at the standings in Northeast Conference North, as tonight it will be Winthrop and Marblehead. Winthrop is 3-2-1 in the conference, having played six games. Marblehead also has played six games in the conference, but they're at 5-0-1. So they've got 11 points, and the Vikings have 7. Marblehead has scored 22 goals and allowed but 8 in 6 conference games. Meanwhile, Winthrop has scored 15 and allowed 13. So the standings in the Northeast Conference North have Marblehead up on top by a point over Peabody, but they have a game in hand over Peabody. And, of course, they've got that big meeting coming up, I believe it's on Saturday, right here at, it is here. That's right. It is at Salem State. So on this coming Saturday, it will be Peabody at Marblehead. So that will be for all the marbles, as they say. Winthrop, as we said, in third place with 7 points. And pardon the voice and the cough tonight, please. Beverly is in fourth place. They have a record of 2-3-1 with 5 points. Danvers, surprisingly, is in fifth place with a record of 1-4-1. Saugus yet to win in the league. They're at 0-5-2. The amazing thing, of course, about the Marblehead team, as I said, they've given up 8 goals in 6 conference games. Overall, Marblehead is 11-0-1, and they have scored 60 goals in their 12 games. Doesn't take a genius to figure out that's 5 goals per game, and they have only allowed 21, so that's not even 1.5. Well, it's a little more than 1.5, actually, but it's not 2 there. So an outstanding record for Marblehead as they are leading the pack in the conference, both the North and South, although the Lynn Jets are very close behind. Hope to talk to Joe Conlon between periods. He's here watching the game. And you can check out Bill Newell's features with Joe Conlon and some of his kids right on our website, posted with videos. You can just go ahead and take a look at them. Coach Conlon and the kids very happy to be representing the North Shore as well as they are, for sure. They are 9-0-1 overall. Winthrop, on the other hand, a very young team, as we've heard Coach Dunbar mention. No seniors, or a couple of seniors, I guess, but mostly all youngsters. Just trying to see here if I see any seniors on this roster up here. Of course, would help if I had it. At any rate, they're a young team, and maturing as you go along. They are 6-4-3 overall. They've scored 29 goals and allowed 26. But in the conference games, they've scored 15, allowed 13. So they're having trouble scoring. Defense is pretty good, but need to get some more goals up there. So that's a look at the standings, and we will take a break, come back with both coaches, as we're just minutes away from the start of tonight's game. Ice is being resurfaced as I speak, and both teams will be ready to come out onto the ice for their pregame warm-ups. We'll be talking with both Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar and Marblehead coach Bob Jackson coming right up on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan at Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Come in, take a seat. You're really in for a treat at Silverman Street. A great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Silverman Street. Treat you right, day or night. Satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Silverman Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
The pregame show is brought to you in part by Moynihan Lumber of Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
For tonight's game, we're talking now with Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar. And coach, first thing that comes to mind is your schedule. Brutal schedule last couple of weeks.
Yeah, but it is what it is. You know, you got to play the games. It's, you know, every opponent's different. It's they've all been challenges for us. We've been up and down. Hopefully tonight we can hit our stride. I think we've had some good practices the past couple of days in preparation for this. So hopefully, you know, we can find our stride tonight against a real good skating Marblehead team, and hopefully we can neutralize them and have a chance in the third period.
What do you see from them after the first game? Any differences? Or?
Well, they're a well-balanced team. They've got, you know, they can throw three lines at you. They're deep on, you know, D. I think goaltending is probably, you know, where they'd like to have a little bit more experience. But having said that, in the win column, they're doing well. So they're playing well in front of them. So for us, our objective is just get pucks deep and try to get as many on net as possible, crowd the net, get to those dirty areas, and try to win one-on-one battles down low.
One thing they seem really good at is clearing the puck from out in front. There's no rebounds.
Yeah. I mean, again, that comes with experience. They got a good D. And that's part of the objective when you don't have experience in the net. You know, he's only responsible for the first one. Everything after that is up to the D to clear him out, and that's the onus on them, and seems to have been working for them. So hopefully we can change that tonight.
And for you guys, defense has been great. Offense having a little problem?
Yeah, you know, traditionally we've always been a goals against of right around one. But, you know, we have the skill to be able to put pucks in the net. We're just not doing it. So, again, just trying to generate pucks to the net as many as you can. There's no such thing as a bad shot on net, and that's what we're telling them. So shoot from everywhere and try to double up out front and get some chances.
Okay. You're starting six, Coach?
We're going to do Page in the middle with Brooks on the left and Norris on the right, and then we'll have Dave Barry on left defense with Noah Hodgkins on the right and Gregory Gill in the net.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plastow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Before tonight's game with Winthrop, we're talking to Marblehead coach Bob Jackson and coach... I don't know what to say. You guys are 11-0-1 and on a pretty good roll.
Yeah, I'll take it. If you told me that at the beginning of the year would be 11-0-1, I would have said, the NEC North, I guess you caught me off guard. The NEC North and the NEC South is all basically, you know, tough teams. And to be 11-0-1 at this point of the season, we're very happy. We haven't been working as hard as I thought we should be, but... You know, tonight we have a great test against Winthrop. They're going to be out to prove something, and so we'll see what we're made of. We'll see if we come out ready to play tonight.
I'm just wondering if it's contagious sitting next to the Lynn Jets coach Joe Connell and you guys with nothing but wins on the board. Pretty cool. So,
you know, it's always good to hang around winners.
There you go. Well, Coach, what do you see tonight? Winthrop up and down. You guys have played them once already, and, you know, you're we'll get to defense in a minute, but what do you see tonight with Winthrop?
Well, because a lot of our kids skate with the Winthrop kids in the summertime at Dunbar's camps, they know each other pretty well. So that's, in the past, it's been one of our evils. But this year, when we were out there, we actually had a great game. And so I'm hoping that they bring the same intensity. But we know that Winthrop loves to play Marblehead, and they love to beat Marblehead. So they'll be up with their A game tonight.
They've had a very tough schedule. This last week has been really brutal.
They have. You know, I watched them at the Christmas tournament. I watched them play a very, very good North Reading team, and they tied them and lost in the shootout. But, you know, they have the capability of putting a zero up there on the defensive end, and they have a half a dozen forwards that can score in any given place. So if we don't keep our head in a swivel and keep the men in front of us and close the gaps, they're going to have some scoring opportunities. We just have to work hard tonight.
You guys have speed and quickness, but, Bob, the thing that stands out most is on defense, the goals against is outstanding.
Well, in the last, after the first four or five games, and probably after the Gloucester game up in the Christmas tournament, I think our fourth game, we had given up against Danvers four goals and against Gloucester four goals, and we actually sat and talked about it, and we worked a little bit harder. Ronan Cunningham has actually come up with some great saves. I thought one of his better games so far was the Peabody game. When he stopped quite a few shots. Every game he's made some great saves for us. So that's been coming together. I think the defensive pairings are starting to work together. They're communicating a little bit better, and it's helped us in the defensive end when it looks at goals against.
All right, game's coming right up. Give us your starting six again.
We'll start off with our red line again, which is Haley at left wing, Drew Kofi at center, and Timmy Kalinowski at right wing with P.J. Roy at the right point, and... Danny Janesco at the left point, and Ronan Cunningham will be in net again.
All right, good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Marblehead Coach Bob Jackson.
Harrington's Trophy and Awards has been rewarding the North Shore for over 25 years. Hi, I'm Kevin Harrington.
And I am Marty Harrington, and we are known for our local family business, providing custom trophies, plaques, screen printing, embroidery, and much more. We offer a variety of services such as engraving wedding gifts, medals for charity walks, youth sports trophies and uniforms. From the newest style performance wear to your everyday work shirts, we are your one-stop shop. Whether it's a fantasy football, warm-up suits for your team, end-of-the-year banquet gifts, or recognizing excellence, we pride our business on our exceptional customer service and quality products. Located in Lynn, or visit our website at harringtontrophy.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plastow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber!
measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name. It's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
After immunizing more than 2 billion children, Rotary Club members are close to wiping polio from the face of the earth. Thanks to a matching grant from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, every dollar Rotary raises will work twice as hard to protect children against polio forever.
Rotary is a worldwide network of community volunteers dedicated to helping people in need. Rotary believes the right group of people working together can make communities and the world a better place. Make an impact. Join a Rotary Club in Rhode Island or Massachusetts. For more, go to RotaryDreams.org.
This is MSO Radio at MSONewsSports.com.
All right, we're just about ready for hockey as both teams have finished their pregame warm-ups. Winthrop has masked on their goal line down to our left, and Marblehead masked to the goal down by the goal on our right. And the starting lineups are being introduced here at Salem State's Rocket Arena. And hello once again. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer Bill Proposky, and it's high school hockey as the Winthrop Vikings coming in looking to gain a manner of revenge as they lost 4-1 in their first match with Marblehead. But the headers are flying high. Their defense has been outstanding, and it's been a collective effort on defense, forwards and defense, and goal, of course. 11-0-1-1 in the conference, 5-0-1. Again, they've scored 22 goals, allowed 8. Meanwhile, Winthrop has scored 15 and allowed 13. So we'll be starting the game in just a few minutes, as you heard coaches give the lineups for both of them, and we'll have our national anthem. Lights come back on very quickly here at Salem State, and we're ready for some high school hockey. Vikings will be defending the goal down to our left as both puck bags are being carried off the ice right now, and Marblehead will be down to our right. Greg Gill in net for the Vikings, and as usual, Ronan Cunningham for Marblehead. Tough stretch of games right now for Winthrop, losing to the Lynn Jets and the Peabody Tanners recently. Marblehead, of course, tying Peabody, the only blemish on their record so far this year. In fact, Winthrop and Peabody tied. It was Winthrop losing to the Lynn Jets 2-1 and losing to Danvers a while back by a score of 4-2. So those are the most recent losses for Winthrop. As we wait the puck drop here at Salem State, Charlie Page will face off against Drew Chofi, and here we go. Marblehead wins the faceoff, and they take control of it right away. And, of course, it's Danny Janeshko, who was a force both offensively and defensively. Chofi, however, gets it in the left wing corner in the attacking zone. Vikings are not able to clear it, kept in at the left by Braden Haley. Chofi fighting for the puck along the end boards, drops it back to the right point. P.J. Roy gets it to Chofi, backhands it up ahead to Haley, back to the left point, shot by Janeshko, is on goal, and a nice save along the ice by Gregory Gill. He is able to get it up to Henry Brooks, who gets it out of the zone, lugs it across the ice, circle left, bumped off the play by Janeshko, back checking brutally. Here comes Marblehead right back down the ice as they're going to change up as it's dumped in the left wing zone by Roy. Vikings trying to organize on defense and get out of the zone. Sam Yarrow is able to get it up to the Marblehead line, where it's taken there by Andrew McGurran. McGurran will drop it back to Aiden Gillis, and he'll get it up ahead left wing side, back to McGurran. McGurran shoots it in all the way around the cage, out of the cage to handle as Gregory Gill. Gets it back to the right point, teed up, shot, save, and cleared away to the sideboards and out of the zone. Early territory edge to Marblehead, as is usually the case in the games we've done so far this year. Just underway, played about a minute and a half, no scoring. Headers bringing it out of their own zone easily. Gillis up the line, still with it, crunched at the line, at the Winthrop line. Separates him from the puck, and the Vikings are able to get it out of the zone. Teed up from long range by Winthrop's Bryce Costin. Stick to side, comes back to the left point. Mike Lane with it, gets it behind the cage, but it's taken away by Headers defense. Rich Driscoll pirouettes, gets it over to Sam Chofi, back to the point. Slap right back in, down low by the Vikings, and out of the zone it comes. Sliding it in for Marblehead is Daly, comes back out to center ice for Winthrop. A little ragged play right now as everybody's fighting for it along the Marblehead line. Taken away, excuse me, by Kalinowski across the line. Poke checked off the play, back to center ice, where it's ping-ponging back and forth, and taken finally by Bryce Costin. We'll send it up ahead left side to a teammate. Marblehead brings it across the line, putting the Jets on. Braden Haley, left wing side, loses the puck, comes out to center ice. Potential 2-on-2 for Winthrop across the line. Charlie Page loses it on the dribble, picked up by P.J. Roy for Marblehead. Fires it back into the Winthrop end. No scoring chances yet. Vikings wing D to D, get it out of the zone into the Marblehead end. Shot for Page, flicking out the glove, making the save is Cunningham.
Ladies and gentlemen, 50-50 tonight will be in support of the Dental Land Hunt and will be sold throughout the first and second period.
Decent crowd on hand tonight at the Rocket Arena for this Winthrop Marblehead game. No score. 11:40 left to go, first period. At the left point, Dave Barry tees it up. Blocked up tight, gets it to Hodgson. Hodgson fighting two headers for the puck, and they come away with it. Left wing feed, easily out to McGurran. Knocked off his skates by Noah Hodgkins. Intercepted by Marblehead, but defended nicely by the Vikings down low, and that is Noah Hodgkins. Tracking it down behind his own cage, backhands it up ahead, left wing feed, cross ice right side, looking for Sam Yarrow. Yarrow fighting for the puck, but it's taken away by Aiden Gillis. Flips it up ahead to McGurran, tips it out of the zone. Right back to Gillis, diagonally from left to right into the Winthrop end. Nobody home, picked up by Vikings D. Comes out to center ice, Tyler Magnosa with it, redirects it into the Marblehead end, collected by the Headers. They can't get it out of the zone. Haley fighting for it, finally does as he falls down. Gets it ahead to Chofi, who backhands it into the zone. but it is tracked down by Matt Tarantino for Winthrop. He's the first man down there. No headers in the zone. Hodgkins gets it back to Tarantino. Being dogged by Trophy. Still in the Winthrop end. Just trickles out to center ice and cleared out of the zone by the Vikings. Played about 5 minutes. And this will be icing on Marblehead, as we have played 5 minutes exactly. No score in the game. Face off in the left wing circle. Marblehead in. Back to the point. Teed up from the right point. Shot put on by Matt Tarantino. Comes all the way around. Out to center ice. Tracking it down is Andrew McGurran. Trying to center it. Nobody home. Gets some help from Colin Daly's. Shot on goal. Save. Kicked out to the left wing board. And it's collected by Charlie Page, who falls down. Falling down a couple of times. I wonder if the problem with the skate of the ice. Offside. Winthrop. We'll have basketball tomorrow night on MSO News Sports, TBA. Bill Newell will be broadcasting. I think he's going to Wakefield, but I'm not sure about that. So if you're expecting a North Shore sports night, we've got high school hockey instead. Marblehead wins the faceoff, and they'll bring it out of the zone. James McCarthy busted up ice, gets it into the Winthrop end. Collected by Mike Lane on defense. For the Vikings, gets it out to center ice. Turn right back around by McCarthy. He's a sophomore, 5'9". Leaves it for Lane behind the cage in the Winthrop end. Got a penalty coming up on Marblehead. A little too aggressive a check there, or maybe hitting from behind. First penalty of the game. This will be assessed to Aiden Gillis. And penalty comes at 4:55 of the first. That puts Winthrop up by a man for the next 90 seconds if they don't score. And breakout for Marblehead with a one-on-one. And a weak shot. Didn't really get any wood on it by Braden Haley. And that allows Winthrop to form up the power play. They'll bring it out of the zone. Page with it across the ice. He's got a right winger, Sam Yarrow, with him. Yarrow has it top of the circle. Goes right down low to Page. Goal line extended. Brings it back to the circle right. Drops it back to the right point to Hodgkins. Shot through center ice or through the slot. Cleared away by Marblehead. All the way down on goal. And the pass comes right back to Charlie Page at his line. But he loses it. And it's picked up by Driscoll. 45 seconds left in the man advantage, and the headers clear it. One scoring chance for the Vikings on this power play so far. No score. Approaching the 8 minute mark of the first period. Vikings in their all blue uniform with sort of gray numbers. In the man advantage, but right now play is at center ice. Yarrow with it. Trying to break the Marblehead D, but can't get around it. Drops it in behind the goal, and Yarrow will track it down himself. Henry Brooks with it. Drops it back to the left point. Shot goes wide. Comes around to the right side. Well, Hodgkins goes down low to try to pick it up, but it's taken away by Marblehead and cleared out of the zone. And we got no more time left in the penalty. So Marblehead kills it. Score remains 0-0 halfway through the first period. But they're doing a pretty decent job checking Marblehead, but here comes Chofi across the line. Loses it. Kalinowski, the follow-up, centering pass, and neither goes on net. Back to the point, Janeshko, tipped by Kalinowski, save by Gill. Comes back to the point. Kalinowski wheeling around at center ice, blocked up tight, goes to the right side, and it's hacked at by Roy. And the Vikings are able to clear it finally, weathering that storm by the first line. First line's got some scoring chops. Kalinowski with 12 goals, Haley with 12 goals, and Chofi with 9 points. Down to 6:40 left to go. Winthrop clears it in to the header zone. PJ Roy has to go all the way back and pick it up. Looking for some options. sends it up to the right wing. Vikings, headers bring it out of the zone easily once again. Janeshko leading the attack. Gets it over to the left wing side. McGurran back to Janeshko. Knocked away by the Vikings out to center ice. B.J. Roy circles at the Salem State Viking in center ice. Sends it into the right wing zone. Viking goes flying. And it's still in the marble of the Winthrop end. Nathan Rich trying to clear it out. Can't. And a shot by Daly. Hung on to by Greg Gill, who's had to be real sharp so far tonight. Don't show the shots on goal. I don't have Phil Stacey here to help me out either. No score. One power play so far. Only penalty to Aiden Gillis of Marblehead. At Salem State. Face off to the left of Gill. Controlled by Marblehead. Sam Chofee sends it around the boards from right to left. Puck is out in front, loose, and hacked at, and finally cleared to the sideboards by the Vikings. Good scoring chance by Marblehead. Winthrop having a tough time in their own zone at the moment. Kept in by Janeshko, and finally is tipped out to center ice, goes all the way down into the Marblehead zone. Jacob Garfield can't get it, loose right out in front, what a save! Oh my goodness. Cunningham absolutely robbed Page on the doorstep. Nobody around him. And the score remains 0-0. Long range shot. Sticked aside easily. McCarthy with the shot. His two Marblehead players run into each other. And Gill with the save. Great scoring chance by Winthrop just a second ago. Nothing doing though. Play is in the Marblehead end, and really ragged. Winthrop clogging the lanes, but here comes the headers across the line. Haley checked off the play, goes into the right wing side. Winthrop trying to get it out of the zone. Not able to do anything with it. Comes to the left wing side as it's kept in by Gill. And the loose puck out in front. The puck has been bouncing around all night at Gill's feet. Shot from the left point. Gill has to stick it aside as it's Gillis with the long range shot. On the 424, this could be icing. Nope, not going to have the legs as it's cleared finally by the Vikings. Driscoll gets it right back to the headers. Braden Haley, who sends it into the zone deep as the headers change up. Doesn't stay in the Marblehead zone very long. Charlie Page tracking it down for the Vikings. Loses it on the turnover. Picked up by the headers. Here's a terrific shot and a save. McGurran with the shot, the save by Gill once again. Gill being outstanding so far in this first period. Play at center ice, back to the Marblehead line. McGurran chips it in. Colin Daly, first man down there, but it's collected by Mike Lane, sends it around the board. Trying to get some help from Mike Casey for Winthrop, loses it at the line. Janeshko cruising, and we've got a penalty. This one comes at 11:32. And it's on Marblehead. It is on McGurran. So second penalty in the game. Both to Marblehead. And the headers bring it right out of the zone. Braden Haley tracks it all the way to the Winthrop end before it's taken away by Hodgkins, who has it. He'll shoot it wide of Cunningham, cleared away by P.J. Roy. All the way down to the Winthrop end, Gill out of the net. And he'll leave it for Hodgkins. Out to center ice, taken once again by P.J. Roy and fired right back into the Winthrop end. 55 seconds left in the penalty. 2:51 left in the first period. No score. Winthrop, Marblehead. Headers winning 4-1 first time around. Icing waved off on Winthrop as they clear it from end to end into the Marblehead zone. Winthrop trying to do something with Henry Brooks. Charlie Page helping out left wing corner. Marblehead takes it away though. Can't clear it. Right back to Brooks, tipped into the goaltender, and he holds on. That was actually tipped in by a marble, tipped toward the net by a Marblehead player. and Cunningham was able to track it down and hold on to it. 2:26 left to go in the first period. 29 seconds left to go in the power play. This is MSO NewsSports.com. Winthrop, Marblehead, no score at the Rocket Arena. Pretty good attendance tonight. Stands, I'd say about two-thirds full. Tip wide in the Marblehead end by the Vikings, trying to put some pressure on. Matt Tarantino can't keep it in. And it'll be Mike Lane running back for the puck for Winthrop and picking it up in his own zone, bringing it back the other way with 3 seconds left in the power play. Tarantino slides it all the way around the cage. Taken by Gillis. Comes out to the left point. Tarantino keeps it in for Winthrop, but it's cleared to center ice. Minute and 47 seconds left to go in the period. Mike Lane gets it ahead. Chris Finn tips it around. It's still at center ice. Hacked at by Tyler Mignosa. Into the Marblehead end. Nobody controlling it right now. Long backhander into the Winthrop zone by Colin Daly. Goes all the way around the boards. Out to center ice. Everybody just kind of battling for it before finally comes to McGovern. He has a blistering shot that goes just wide. And that was through a screen from the top of the left wing faceoff circle. There's a shot on the doorstep. McGovern can't convert. Fires it up over the goal. Back to the right point. Roy gloves it down. Another centering pass. And once again, McGovern on the doorstep can't tip it home. And it finally comes out to center ice. Dean Paulson will clear it into the Marblehead end. Janesco back there for the headers. Puts the brakes on and comes up ice. Looking to headman the puck, but now he's stick handling from end to end. Janesco went from one end to the other, back to the other. Drop pass. Nobody home. And it comes back out to center ice. 34 seconds left to go. First period, no score. Very fast-paced first period. Advantage Marblehead, but Winthrop doing a pretty good job and had a couple of good scoring chances in the period. Play is at center. Chofee trying to get it to Kalinowski. Can't. Avoids a check by Haley, does Page. But it's chipped back into the Viking end with 10 seconds left to go in the period. Out to center ice. Vikings can't do anything with it. Just backtracking in their own zone. Charlie Page has it, and he'll just leave it at the line as the buzzer sounds. So after one here at Salem State, there is no score between the Vikings and the Magicians. We'll be back in just a minute.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Madruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trusts, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Madruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
So after one period of play, no score here at the Rocket Arena between Marblehead and Winthrop, and only blemishes on the score sheet, a couple of penalties to Marblehead. Aiden Gillis called at 4:55, and the other penalty came at 11:32 to Andrew McGurran, and that's it. Advantage Marblehead, they've had the advantage of the play in the Winthrop end, but not by that much. A couple of great scoring opportunities went by the boards, too, by Andrew McGurran, set up nicely a couple of times and just fired it wide. And again, Marblehead coming in with the 5-0-1 record. And they have, I don't think they've been really challenged. The only challenging game that they had was the 1-1 tie with Peabody that we did a couple of weeks ago back on January 6th. And they've got Peabody coming up again on January 30. So that'll be on Saturday, on Wednesday. Three games this week for Marblehead on Wednesday. The Headers will be taking on the Beverly Panthers right here at 6:30. And then the game we'll have on MSO News Sports next Saturday, it'll be Marblehead playing Peabody right here at the Rocket Arena. Meanwhile, Winthrop will be playing Saugus on Wednesday. That is a 7:30 game at the Kassabuski. And then the Vikings will return home to the Larson Rink to play Beverly on Saturday. That's a 1:30 start. The Wednesday game is at 7:30. The Saturday game is at 1:30. So a couple of afternoon games for both of these teams. In the Northeastern Conference North, and again, the Headers on top, six games played. Really, only a couple of weeks left in the season, and it'll be tournament time. And again, another zero on the scoreboard for Marblehead. They've allowed eight goals in six league games so far. Tomorrow night we'll have high school basketball, Bill Newell. Saturday again we'll have hockey, and then probably not a game on Wednesday. So we will do a game on Saturday. And then a week from tonight we will return with North Shore Sports Night. So we'll take another break, come back with a second period as the score remains 0-0 after one from the Rocket Arena at Salem State. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? When you come to see us, you're treated like part of our family. GMC has a great lineup with Sierra pickups, the ever-popular Acadia, and the redesigned 2016 Terrain. Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule, and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. There is clearly a difference, not only in selecting the right vehicle for your needs, but selecting the right dealership to buy it from. We are the dealer that will provide you with the best buying experience possible. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Many aspects of estate planning are interrelated, and you can turn to attorney Bob Andruga for full-service estate planning to help you develop a comprehensive plan in providing for your future. Bob will work with you through the years to adapt your plan as needed, and he can assist you with managing wills, trust, probate, and taxes. Visit the law offices of Robert J. Andruga at 128 Main Street, Gloucester, or call today for an appointment at 978-283-6883.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
People come in, take a seat, you're really in for a treat at Sylvan Street, a great place to eat and drink and meet with family and friends at Sylvan Street. Treat you right, day or night, satisfy your appetite. Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Sylvan Street Grill has a great new Game Time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites, too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
All right, we're getting ready for the second period. Couple of scores. Malden Catholic clobbered Newburyport tonight, 8-1. That's a bit of a surprise. Newburyport playing very well up to this point. But MC, 8-1 over Newburyport. And after two, the Swampscott Big Blue are at Watertown facing the defending Division III champs. Score is 0-0 after two. So the Big Blue showing pretty well so far this evening. In this one, no score as we await the return of the teams. Officials standing out at center ice with their arms folded over their chest saying, come on, boys, get on the ice. And again, the territorial advantage for Marblehead in the first period, showing a good job once again getting out of the zone, but not really many good scoring chances as Dale Dunbar's crew done very well on defense back in their own end. Here comes Marblehead now. Hoping to see Joe Conlon between periods, but he didn't make it. I think he left after the first period as he was with the JVs tonight watching his JV team. The Lynn Jets lose to the Swampscott Big Blue JVs 5-3 earlier. So there are no penalties on the board. No scoring in the first period. On a Monday night at the Rocket Arena. Marblehead starting five down, stretching out in front of their goalie right now. The Vikings are ready to go at center ice with their first line. So once again, it'll be Page against Drew Chaffee. Chaffee a junior at 5'7". Charlie Page losing the faceoff to Chaffee, drops it back to the right point. P.J. Roy with it. He's a six-footer. Gets it to Chaffee. Avoids a check at center, but knocked off the play. Kalinowski with a shot. Right down the slot. Saved by Gill. Chipped out to center ice. Roy with it. Fires it back in. Everybody had cleared the zone. So it is onside. Good opportunity by Kalinowski that time, but Gill was equal to it, as he has been all night. Scoring threat here. Centering pass. Covered up by Gill as the Chaffee was looking for Haley on the doorstep, and Gill just flopped the glove down on it. A good scoring chance in the first 30 seconds for Marblehead, as both teams will change up. Face off to the left of Gregory Gill. And And this faceoff is won by the Vikings. Matt Tarantino fires it around the boards, looking for Hodgkins. Coming out of the zone is Mike Norris. He loses it, though, and once again, plays it centered between the blue lines for a good portion of the first period as well. Nathan Rich will go after it for Winthrop. Gets it to Mike Casey. Rich is knocked down by Gillis. No penalty. Rich still fighting for it. Has it. Shot. Bad angle. Hits the side of the cage. Goes behind the net. Gillis fighting Rich and Norris for the puck. And Gillis comes away with it. Hacks it off the board. Gets it up to the right side to Colin Daly, but can't get it out of the zone. Gillis now will leave it. Blind pass from McGurin. That's dangerous pass in the Marblehead end. McGurin still fighting for the puck. Back and forth it goes between a couple of players. Back to the right point. Winthrop tees it up, fires it wide. I believe that was Dave Barry. Goes to the left in the left corner. Cleared out to center. And tracked down by Winthrop. Little chippiness going on right now, and people calling, the Marblehead crowd calling for a penalty. None called. And Vikings have it in the Winthrop end. I mean, the Marblehead end. There's a shot, and the goalie didn't know where it was. A weak shot from the left point was initially stopped by Cunningham, but he didn't know where it was. It was under his right skate, but it was loose. And the official whistled the play dead. It was Mike Lane with the shot for Winthrop. So the faceoff will be to the right of Cunningham. Played 2 minutes so far in the second period. Still no score. Joffe tries to clear it. Can't. Centering pass in the Marblehead end. Nobody there. Hodgson for it. For Winthrop. Fires it wide. And finally Joffe brings it out for Marblehead. Stick handling at center ice, goes in the left wing side to Braden Haley, drops it back to the right point. Roy through a screen, blocked easily up front by Winthrop, goes in the left wing side now. Centering pass, and Trophy is knocked down, couldn't get his stick on it, allows the Vikings to come out with a 3-on-2. Page is checked away on a nice poke check on defense by P.J. Roy with the 3-on-2. Roy has it in his own zone at the circle, brings it out to center ice. He'll scale it in on Gill, who has to handle it and save it with a winger flying down that left wing side. That was Haley throwing snow up in the face of the Winthrop goalie, but no problem. 3 minutes played, second period, no score. Faceoff won by Owen Piccarello. Shot as Piccarello goes into the slot. Shot came from the left side by McGurin. And it is a save by Gill, who hangs on again. Faceoff to the right of Gill once again. Piccarello with Daly on his right, McGurin on his left. Facing off against Mike Casey. Hodgson and Norris are out there. And it is taken away by the Vikings, and they are able to get it out. Well, out to the line, but not out. Matt Tarantino fighting along the boards, getting some help from Mike Norris. Norris gets it to center ice, but Marblehead clears it right back in. Dave Barry scales it all the way around in his own zone from right to left, back to the point, collected by Casey. Headmans the puck nicely to Rich across the line, but defended well. This is fight for it in the left wing corner. I think it was Trophy back there, back checking. Shot by Dave Barry, gloved easily by Cunningham, and he'll hang on. Play back on in the Marblehead end. Winthrop with the territorial advantage so far in this second period. Early on, a couple of good scoring chances. Winthrop doing a good job forechecking right now, keeping it in the header end at the left point. Goes up ahead to Gene August. Backhands it down low. Gets some help from Tyler Mignosa. Centering pass. Who's got it? Fired wide by August. He was in the slot alone. Comes back out to the left point, Mike Lane. And it's out of the zone. Marblehead brings it across the line, and the person, excuse me, of McCarthy, but it sticked aside easily. And actually, it was Duncan Leggett with it, number 10, not number 20. Faceoff will be back in the Winthrop end. Icing call. Four and a half gone by, second period, no score. Winthrop and Marblehead. Both goalies doing a good job. Chofi against Page. Page wins it this time. Gets it back to Hodgkins. Is back on the left wing side to Hodgson, but not out of the zone. Kept in by Janeshko, left point. Slaps at it, goes wide. Haley's in the right wing corner. Gets it to Drew Chofi. Chofi loses it to Mike Adamson, but can't clear it out of the zone. And finally it does. Comes out to center ice. PJ Roy will retreat to his own zone. Get it to Kalinowski in the middle of Chofi. He's turning on the Jets. Here he comes with a one-on, two-on-one. Tries to center it. Can't. Blocked nicely by the Winthrop defense with a potential two-on-one. Good back-checking by Adamson on D. He'll get it ahead to Charlie Page. Looking for some help on the left wing side to Brooks. Collects it. Keeps it on its way. Oh, an icing. Icing against Winthrop. Still no score in this one. Marblehead winning 4-1 first time around. And that big first line for the headers held in check so far. .56 so far this season for that first line. Winthrop brings it out of the zone once again. Tyler Magnoza leading the attack. He falls down but gets it into the Marblehead end again. McGurran tips it out of the zone. Sends it to the right wing side. Picks up his own pass. Crunched into the boards but does get it into the Winthrop end. Colin Daly fighting for it. Circle backhander goes wide as the header's putting some pressure on now. Cleared out of the zone, though, by Winthrop finally. Duncan Leggett sticks it into the Winthrop end. Weak shot goes wide of Gill. Marblehead trying to put the attack on. Left wing. Oh, tip. Score. Marblehead. Initial shot from the left point. Not sure who got it. Looks like it was Ridge Driscoll. But Marblehead leads 1-0. .624 time of the goal, 1-0 Marblehead. That's some of the dirty goals that Coach Dunbar was talking about that this time Winthrop gives up, not clearing the puck out of there. We'll see if we can hear the announcement and pass that along. 1-0 Marblehead. Play is now in the Winthrop end. Some momentum for Marblehead. Centering pass by Kalinowski. Goes to Chofi and the point. So McCarthy gets the goal. James McCarthy, the goal, third liner. And Driscoll gets the assist at 6:24. Meantime, Vikings on the attack and covered up by Cunningham. Dangerous play out in front. Matt Tarantino putting some pressure on. So for McCarthy, let's see, that is his fourth goal of the season. And let's see how many points Driscoll has here. Second point for Driscoll, second assist. Halfway through the game, icing on Marblehead. Marblehead officials are in the stands here. Halfway through, it's 1-0 on a score by McCarthy. McCarthy, a sophomore, 5'10", 5'9", 154. Face off to the right of Cunningham, Charlie Page. Loses it to Piccarello. To Daly, out of the zone. Stopped at the Winthrop line. Henry Brooks sends it in. Can't come up with it. The headers clear it out to center ice, leading 1-0. Marblehead will have to collect it in its own zone again. Piccarello will get it around to P.J. Roy. And he fires it on that left wing side back to Daly. Across the line. Shot, rebound. Oh, dangerous opportunity there. Daly couldn't quite put a stick on it. He had a chance. McGurran will go into the boards for it. Vikings take it off the boards and bring it out. 2-on-3 for the moment. As wheeling in the zone is Charlie Page. Looking to make a play, still with it. Centering pass. Nobody home, comes over to the left wing corner. Fighting for the puck is Henry Brooks, but it comes out to center. McGurran now with a one-on-one, puts the brakes on right wing circle, knocked off the play, goes right to a Marblehead player in the slot. Penalty coming up on Winthrop. Good save by Gill. Good opportunity by Sam Chaffee, but a penalty on Winthrop. And let's see who the guilty party is. Dean Paulson. And this penalty comes at 8:36 of the second period. 1-0 Marblehead. Face off to the right of Gill. Center point Chaffee down to the right wing side. It goes Haley. Chaffee can't tip it home. And actually it's Piccarello in the slot there. Back to the left point, right point, center point. That's all around. Fast moving puck. Shot by Chaffee is saved and sent into the right wing corner. Janeshko out there gets it to Chaffee, and this is going to go out of the rink. So we've got 1:03 left to go in the penalty. Very crisp passing by this Marblehead power play unit with Chaffee back at center point. Braden Haley is on the right wing. Kalinowski will take the faceoff. Janeshko up front as well. Looks like P.J. Roy is the left point then. Faceoff to the right of Gill, but it's won this time by Vikings. And they're able to clear it. Paulson was called for hooking. 47 seconds left in the man advantage. Comes around the boards to Haley, fires it back around the other way from left to right. Chaffee takes a check. Janeshko fighting for the puck in the Winthrop end. Cleared out of the zone by the Vikings nicely. Stick handling is Noah Hodgkins, and it's offsides. Actually, it was 21, not 22, Mike Norris, so it's offsides. And the faceoff will be at center ice. One nothing McCarthy for Marblehead at 6:24. That's it. Second period winding down with 5 minutes left to go. 22 seconds left in the man advantage. Noah Hodgkins is able to clear it out for Winthrop to center ice. 12 seconds left in the man advantage. Rifled off the boards by Piccarello. Taken by the Vikings, cleared out of the zone. Tyler Magnosa paid the price on that one, but got it out of the zone. And the penalty is over. Here comes Winthrop now. Magnosa centering pass, but he is blocked nicely by Driscoll. Centering pass once again. Blocked. It's in the slot. Loose puck. Marblehead player goes down. Magnosa fighting for it with another Viking down there with him. It's Page. And it's going to come out to center ice finally. Good chance by Winthrop that time. Daly clears it for Marblehead. Into the Winthrop end. McGurran throwing his weight around. A couple of players just jousting for it between the circles, Winthrop in. And Hodgson will bring it out for Winthrop. Get some help from Mignosa. But fired right back into the Winthrop end. Down to 4 minutes left to go, second period. Viking goes down heavily on the end boards. Bobblehead player falls. Winthrop can't take advantage of it. And it's cleared in deeper by Duncan Leggett. Play is on the left wing side. Fired from the left wing by Marblehead. Leggett keeps it in right wing side, right point. And right in the slot, score! Rebound and score by Leggett. Or check it, it's 20, not 10. McCarthy with his second goal. Had the initial shot and got the rebound as well. McCarthy's fifth of the season. Puts Marblehead up now with 3:36 left to go in the second period. So this is at 11:24. Second goal for McCarthy. 2-0 Marblehead with the second period winding down. Slap shot breaks through from left to right by the Vikings. Nathan Rich and Cunningham hangs on. Have another penalty? Think we do. Let's see. Yep. Winthrop penalty on Rich. Nathan Rich called for slashing at 11:41. So that puts Marblehead right back up in the man advantage. Trophy can't keep it in that center point. Uses his body to avoid a check and a breakout by Casey. But it is in the Marblehead zone at the moment. Janesco loses it. And it's cleared out to center ice once again.
Your Marblehead goal scored by number 20, James McCarthy. And by number 17, Sam Chopin. Number 16, Jacob Garfield. Final goal, 11 minutes and 24 seconds in the second period.
Sam Chopin and Jacob Garfield get the assist. But here comes Marblehead. They've got the man advantage. Haley is wheeling around from right to left, stops at the circle left, drops it to the right point, Roy. Down low it goes right side to Janesco. Stick handling, sends it goal line extended, Kalinowski pirouettes. Drops it back to the right point to Roy. To Kalinowski, back to Roy, center point. Blocked up tight. Kept in though, Kalinowski will send it over on the left side. And it's fired wide by Drew Chofee rather. Puck in the right wing corner. Haley can't come up with it, or Janesco can't. Bodies flying all over the place and picked up by Kalinowski, it looks like. No, it's Haley. Goes toward the net, but he's ridden off and cleared out by the Vikings with 10 seconds left in the penalty. Terrific passing by Marblehead, but not a great scoring opportunity that time. And this one's cleared. This should be icing on Marblehead. No, can't do it because Marblehead gets it. Colin Daly's the first man down there. Fighting for the puck against three Vikings, and Winthrop brings it out. Henry Brooks flying at center ice. He's got a winger with him, drops it back to Brooks, can't come up with it. Hodgson was with him, and the puck comes out to center ice. Noah Hodgkins with it, in turn to Bryce Costin at center, in front of the Winthrop bench. Taken nowhere by Aiden Gillis. Brings it down to the Winthrop end. Gillis with it. Winthrop player loses the stick. McGurran fires it wide from about 50 feet. McGurran has it for Marblehead. One hands it behind the goal line. McGurran gets it right back as it's shipped back to him. And there's a centering pass. Can't be tipped home. Rebound. Right wing shot. Peppering the goal is Driscoll, but Gillis equal to it. Penalty coming up on the other end once again on Winthrop. We got a tripping call right now against Henry Brooks. Third penalty in a row against the Vikings. With 42 seconds left. So 14:08, time of this penalty. Brooks called for tripping. And let's see, the other penalty has expired. Face off to the right of Gill. Trailing 1-0. Could be a lot more. 2-0. Cleared out of the zone. Both goals by McCarthy in the second period. Time winding down. 30 seconds left to go. Still 1:19 in the penalty. Marblehead power play right back out there. Haley cruising toward the net with Janeshko. Haley is tripped up. No penalty. Or is there? Yep. Another penalty coming up on Winthrop. They're falling apart. Oh, my goodness. Who's this one against? Matt Tarantino. .14:30, time of the penalty. Shot from the point. Score. On the rebound. Off the backboards. The inboards. I think it's Haley. Or Jeanette. Yeah, it's Haley. Or is it Janeshko? Janeshko is the first man through the line. Well, at any rate, it's 3-0. Power play goal. Marblehead. 14:45. So 5 seconds into the two-man advantage. Now it's back to a one-man advantage for Marblehead. They still have a power play, leading 3-0. We'll see who got the goal in the second here. 15 seconds left to go in the period. They've opened it up here late in the second period. Once again, Janeshko across the line. Trying to feed it to Daly, but it's sticked aside. Back to the point. Roy fires it through a screen. And that is tipped wide, and there's the end of the period. We'll hang on and see if we can get the scoring on the third goal. So after three, it's Marblehead after two. After two, it's 3-0. Still waiting for that announcement on the third goal. So we'll take a break and come back and recap the second period, but Marblehead has opened up 3-0 score after two from the Rocket Arena. It's Marblehead 3 and Winthrop 0.
Sylvan Street Grill has a great new game time menu featuring delicious new dishes, specials, and all-time favorites too.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
The Bradford Tavern, the Rowley Destination Restaurant, featuring many modern touches, nestled in a rustic setting, offering the finest steaks, seafood, and many quality daily specials. The Bradford Tavern is open 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to midnight, serving lunch and dinner. See you soon at the Bradford Tavern in Rowley, 89 Haverhill Street, Route 133. And check us out at bradfordtavern.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Klickstein, General Manager at Moore GMC in Danvers. Did you know that we're a family-owned and operated dealer that's been serving the North Shore since 1969? Our service department ranks as one of the best in customer satisfaction because we respect our customers' busy schedule and we do repairs as quickly as possible with the least amount of inconvenience to you. We are conveniently located off Route 128 at Exit 23, 80 High Street in Danvers. I personally invite all of you to come in, come visit us, see why our customers keep coming back for all their automotive needs.
Hello, sports fans. This is Wally, the voice of Honeydew Donuts. All right, you're getting ready to go to a game. I don't care if it's morning, afternoon, or night. Don't forget, stop into Honeydew Donuts and get yourself a cup of coffee. How about that large iced coffee? That Mocha Madness one is unbelievable. You'll think you went to Honeydew Heaven. So remember, you heard it here first on MSONewsSports.com. And remember the name, it's Honeydew Donuts, the only way to go.
Hi, folks, this is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. One of the ways to judge a company is in its staying power. At Moynihan Lumber, we've been doing our thing now for 55 years. Serving all of Greater Boston, Moynihan Lumber offers lumber and building materials, doors and windows, decking, kitchen cabinets, and Ace Hardware. Visit Moynihan Lumber at any of our three locations, in North Reading, Beverly, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. All right, back at the Rocket Arena after two. It's Marblehead opening up in the second period with a 3-0 score, three goals in the second period. We'll recap that in a minute. But first, I want to introduce you to Jay Gardner, Linfield assistant hockey coach. And, Coach, welcome.
Hey, thank you. Happy to be here.
So tell me a little bit about Linfield. You and your brother work the Pioneers?
Yes, we do. This is our fourth year with the program, and it's my identical twin. We both went to Linfield High.
So I didn't know if it was you or your brother. That was why I was confused.
My brother John is the head. I'm the assistant coach.
Okay.
I work with the goalies and the D. And we both went to Linfield High School, class of 95. So it's very dear to our heart. And it's been a building process the past 4 years. And slowly and surely we've worked our way back into the playoff picture. And we're looking forward to a big year this year. We got a lot of upperclassmen, some youth, some skill. So we're looking forward to possibly making some noise this year.
Well, Linfield Sports has got a really good turnout. I mean, they've been up there in just about everything recently. So I'm guessing there's a lot of good athletes to choose from time to time.
Absolutely. Neil Weidman's done an unbelievable job getting their football program growing. They're now a powerhouse. And they've always had good soccer, baseball, everything. So we got a good group of young athletes, and they've always been pretty successful.
Tell us a little bit about how you and your brother got to where you are.
Well, we both played a year of junior hockey in the Eastern Junior Hockey League for the New England Huskies. And then once we both finished school playing in college, we coached the junior Huskies, the Eastern Junior Hockey League, Junior A Huskies. My brother was the assistant. I worked with the goalies. And then we took over the Junior B program in the Empire League for about 8 years. And then got back into the ring high school. The Linfield job had two coaches in the past 30 years, and the opportunity presented itself, and my brother jumped at it. Obviously, being from Linfield is you know, very proud, and the program has done so much for us, and we just want the kids to experience what we've experienced.
So where are you guys right now in terms of standings and play and so on?
We are 6-3-2, just had a tough loss to Newburyport, who's obviously a Division One, good solid squad. They always are. They always give us fits. But
I don't know if you heard, but they played MC tonight.
I saw they lost. Okay. They got beat 8-1.
Yeah.
So, but they're a great team. Paul does a great job with those guys. Always gritty. They always give us fits. But it was one of the first games I've ever coached and lost 4-1 and felt pretty good about it. We were pretty even with them. You know, we got a lot of shots. We're pretty physical. We just kind of gift-wrapped a few goals. We gave up a shorty in the first, and then 48 seconds later, we gave up a turnover to Webster, who's their best player, and he just put it away.
So what's the makeup of your team in terms of seniors?
We got a lot of upperclassmen. Probably about 7 of our forwards are upperclassmen. We got about 9 upperclassmen total, seniors, a couple of solid juniors, and we were fortunate enough to have some really good freshmen come in this year.
Now, your home rink is over in Peabody, right?
We're at Peabody, yes.
Because we've done a number of Peabody games,
yeah.
And your kids come in afterwards, and they're up there in that upper room
flying
by
me,
so I've probably seen you up there.
That's our little powwow spot. We've been doing that even when we were playing in Linfield. Our former coach, Drew Taylor, used to have us meet up there. And that was back when they had chalkboards, so we did a chalk talk up there. So we always have our meetings up there. It's a good little spot.
I'm familiar with chalk,
yes,
believe me.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw you guys. You sit in the front row there, and the kids are all masked there. That's pretty cool. So what brings you to Rocket Arena tonight?
Well, obviously, we got two North powerhouses here with Winthrop and Marblehead's having a great year. And this year, we're hoping to punch our ticket to the tournament. And obviously, I want to be prepared. So I know Marblehead's one of the front runners, and I know Winthrop. As always, had a great program. Dale Dunbar does a great job. They play sound defense, and so we just wanted to get a quick scouting report on the two teams. Get to see as many teams as we can before the state tournament. Hopefully, we'll be there.
Jay Gardner is our guest. He's the assistant coach. His brother John coaches at Linfield. And Jay, so how do you assess this game?
So far, so good. Obviously, you can't, against a team as talented as Marblehead, you can't take penalties, let alone, you know, have a 5-on-3. So I think Marblehead's dictated the play. But Winthrop, I wouldn't count them out just yet. Their goalie's made some big saves, and they can stay out of the box. Maybe they can rally for a couple, make it interesting.
You know, in high school, one of the things Winthrop does so well is Marblehead does so well is they're able to clear it away from their goaltender, and they get it out of the zone so fast, they don't leave rebounds.
They protect the middle of the ice, they protect in front of their cage, they do a good job clearing pucks. He really hasn't had all that much work, all perimeter stuff, and most goalies nowadays with their size and their mobility and the equipment so big, if they see it and it's from the perimeter, they're going to make saves. So all you got to do is let your goalie see the puck, let the guys with the funny pad make the save, and clear it out. So Marblehead's done a great job.
And in high school, I was just Coach Dunbar was just saying, no shot is a bad shot. It's important to put it on net.
We tell our kids that all the time. You get over the blue line, you don't have much, just throw it on net. Strange things happen, crash the net, rebounds. We tell our guys, we tell them that. They don't always listen. A lot of times they try to shoot the puck high, and goalies are making saves.
How hard is it to teach kids to back check and then get off the ice when necessary?
It's crucial. A lot of guys will go out there, and if they're hemmed in their zone and all of a sudden they get the puck, they think it's my turn to play offense.
Right,
when you've
right.
been out there for 30 seconds, right. 45 seconds, the right play is to dump the puck and get off and get fresh legs out there. But obviously back checking's a big part of the game. Obviously state tournament time, that's everything.
What's coming up for you guys now this week?
We have Triton on Wednesday night at the home rink in Peabody.
Mm-hmm.
We played them early this year. We won 4-2. They got a solid squad. They always play us tough, so we're not discounting them. They've had it tough. I think they've lost 3 in a row, so they're going to be chomping to get a piece of us.
And give me a couple of kids that we should look for on your team.
Dan O'Leary, senior captain. Rob LeConte, senior captain, number 3 and number 2. We have a very talented freshman, Jagger Benson, number 11.
Freshman.
He's extremely skilled. But we got a whole group of guys that are all working for one goal, that's to make the state tournament.
All right, do me a favor, Coach. I'm going to give you another card. Put your contact information
Absolutely.
On one for me
Absolutely.
So we can give you guys a call and
Wonderful.
Get you on our show as well.
Awesome. Well, it was great talking with you.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate
great
it.
Job. Take care.
All right, good luck. That is Jay Gardner, who is an assistant coach at Linfield. He's out here scouting this game. State tournament is only a couple of weeks away, probably 3 weeks away maybe, as the season is winding down. Marblehead taking command in the second period. They had 3 goals. McCarthy with 2 of them. He scored at 6:24 and 11:24 for the headers with, let me see here, third goal scored by Haley at 14:45. That was a power play. Janeshko and Kalinowski get the assists. So we are ready to start the third period, and it's underway with 1:06 left and a man advantage for the headers. Again, already leading 3-0. I don't know why I didn't get the assists on the other guys. Goal, but I didn't. Anyway, it's Marblehead with the man advantage, 53 seconds left to go in the man advantage. Play is in the Winthrop end, and Marblehead trying to add another one, but Winthrop brings it out of the zone with a 2-on-2. Centering pass hits the rear of the cage. I'm trying to see who it is. Oh, man, on the doorstep. Hodgson was set up nicely by Page. Couldn't do anything with it. Turnaround by Page hits the side of the net. They're shorthanded. Winthrop looking good, but the Vikings have to retreat as Marblehead brings it out. Across the line, Haley has to hold up as Kalinowski was in too quickly, but they all managed to stay onside, so it wasn't too quick. That Kalinowski with it, heads to the net, dumps it back to the right point. Drew Chofee with it, slides it back to Kalinowski. Bumped off the play, potential breakout, but not going to happen. Penalty, elbowing, oh my. Another penalty on Winthrop. Can't keep doing it. Hodgson called for the penalty. Fourth in a row. Elbow coming at 1:08 of this third period. Hodgson. Not Hodgkins, but Hodgson. So again, it's a 5-on-3. I mean, you just can't do this and expect good things to happen against Marblehead. First penalty is over, so it's back to a 5-on-4 for 1:20. Headers in the Winthrop end. Down low, left side. McGurran slides it over to Daly. Comes out of the zone. Marblehead has to tag up. Cleared by the Vikings. Minute left in the power play. Winthrop once again clears it right back into the Marblehead zone. Mike Norris picked up by Mike Casey. Put a shot on and forces Cunningham to make a save. Ronan Cunningham with the stop. Ridge Driscoll trying to get it out. But he's being bothered by Casey. Good forechecking by Casey. Finally out of the zone to McGurran. And Marblehead will change up. 33 seconds left on this current man advantage. Winthrop is able to clear it out of the zone. Noah Hodgkins diagonally from right to left, forcing Chofi, Drew Chofi, to go all the way back in his own zone and form it up. Here he comes. Slides it ahead, left wing side to Haley. Across the line, checked off the play nicely by Noah Hodgkins, but it's picked up by Kalinowski. Wheeling behind the net, drops it off. Who is that? Can't see the number down there. It's Janesco. He circles left wing side, gets some help from Kalinowski. 2 seconds left in the penalty. It's over, but Marblehead still has control. And now it's taken out by Charlie Page. He'll bring it out of the zone. Winger on his right, blocked up tight by P.J. Roy. Slides in on the goalie, and Cunningham holds on. So we're back to 5-on-5, finally, for Winthrop. 12-12 left to go in the game. Three big goals in that second period. Two by James McCarthy, third liner for the Headers. They're getting scoring from everybody this year. Face off to the right of Cunningham. Now waiting for Cunningham to do some repairs, apparently. This is MSONewsSports.com. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky. Bill Newell will have basketball for you tomorrow night, live broadcast. We've got, of course, North Shore today, every day, hosted usually before 9 a.m. Look at local sports, local news, and a video or two. 12-12 left to go in the game. Face-off is won by Marblehead, and they'll bring it out of their own zone crisply. Pass too far ahead for Daly. Deflects off him into the Winthrop end. Vikings trying to get organized and coordinated. They clear it into the zone. Mike Lane is able to bring it down into the Marblehead end, but Headers take it away. McGurran slides it for Janesco, loses it, and it comes back out to Jameis Adamson, rather. McGurran has it back the other way. He's circle left. In the Viking end, going behind the cage, looking, slammed into the boards, and taken away nicely by Tyler Magnosa. For Winthrop, tipped out to center ice. Janesco, first man back, gets it over to Piccarello. Front of the scorer's bench, cleared into the Winthrop end as everybody changes up. Vikings get it out to center ice to Hodgson. Across the line, left wing side, good shot, and a better save. As shot came from the left side, I don't know if it was Brooks, right into midsection of Cunningham. Don't have a nine on my program. That was the Winthrop shot from number nine. That's not Brooks. Brooks is number 12. Kept in at the left point by Jake Adamson. Slides it ahead, left wing corner. We're in the Marblehead end. P.J. Roy with it. Blind pass back out to the right side to Sam Chofi. And he's along the right wing boards in his end. Can't get it. Centering pass, blind pass by Hodgson. Goes across ice to the right wing board. Back to the right point. Noah Hodgkins tries to tee it up at Kent. And here's a breakout for Marblehead. A misplay, shot, save, rebound, and another save. As McCarthy was looking for the hat trick, he had a chance. Turnover right at center ice. And McCarthy had a good bid, but Gill was there. McCarthy with it again. Extended goal line left. Now he comes out to the circle left. Two Vikings on him. Play is in the Winthrop end. Comes away with it, does Hodgkins. And he just is able to clear it out to center ice. Goes to the left wing side to Hodgson, heading for the net. Closing. And he's checked off the play as the puck goes behind the cage. right wing side. Yarrow trying to center it, nothing doing. And it's taken away by Bobby Janesco. Look out here. Janesco flying with a potential 2-on-2. Pizza pass, picks it up, goes in the right wing circle deep. A little out of control, loses the puck. Finally, Yarrow has it for Winthrop. Mike Casey, rather, has it. Casey looking ahead, right wing side for Sam Yarrow, but Casey stays with it. Can't stick handle through the defense. And it's taken right away once again by Marblehead. And cleared into the Winthrop end. Chris Partham out there, fourth line for Marblehead. Kept in at the right point. Trying to see who that is over there on the right point for the headers. Another new number. Partham can't keep it in, and it's cleared to center ice. And that fourth line will change up. Allowing Winthrop to come out of the zone with it. Across the line. Broken up. As Gene August couldn't do anything with it. Puck goes in harmlessly on Gill, and he's just going to hold on to it and let Winthrop regroup. Trailing 3-0 with 8:53 left to go. One goal in two games now for Winthrop against Marblehead. Winning the first one 4-1. Leading in this one 3-0. Again, goals all in the second period. McCarthy with a pair and Haley with the other one for Marblehead. His faceoff is won by Winthrop. And that allows Tarantino to fire it around the boards. Haley fighting for it for Marblehead. Still in the Winthrop end. Vikings and the headers clashing. There's five players below us right along the boards. Finally taken by Kalinowski out at center ice. Scales it up high. And gloved down by Hodgkins. Fires it over on the other side to Tarantino for Winthrop. Out of the zone to Mignoza. Taken by Kalinowski again, back checking. Weak backhander into the Winthrop end. D to D, Hodgkins to Tarantino. Back to center again. Puck comes out of the rink at center ice. So we'll have a faceoff at center ice with 8:11 left to go in the game. Don't forget to email us at msonewsports@gmail.com. msonewsports@gmail.com with comments, suggestions, criticism if you must. 8 minutes left to go in this one. Marblehead in command, 3-0. Looking to up their record to 12-0-1. Play in the Winthrop end. Noah Hodgkins back for the Vikings. As Marblehead now is just trapping in the zone, sending one man forechecking. That's it. And Winthrop can't get it out of the zone. As McGurran is going to pick up his second penalty, I believe. Interference. Yep. So McGurran is whistled off, allowing Winthrop to get a man advantage with 7:43 left. 7:17, the time of the penalty. Second of the game to McGurran. Stapling one of the Winthrop players into this sideboards right in front of us. Face off to the right of Cunningham in the Marblehead zone. 7:43 left to go in the game. Somebody takes a timeout. So will we with the score. Marblehead 3, Winthrop nothing. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. And if you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, please see the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows. Why Anderson? With low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interiors, you can turn simple window replacement into significant home improvement. See the Anderson Woodwright replacement windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in North Reading, Beverly, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
All right, here we go for the final stretch now. It's Winthrop on a power play for a change. And just commiserating with Jake Gardner over here. That's why we come back a little bit late. But it's a Winthrop power play. Trying to tip it in front was Henry Brooks with the shot from Hodgkins, but nothing doing, went wide. And Winthrop looking pretty good on the power play, passing the puck. Left wing side, Brooks tries to center it, but nobody home as it's deflected out to center ice. Charlie Page with it, and he'll connect with Henry Brooks, goes in the left wing side. Brooks being dogged by P.J. Roy, and it goes around the boards, mid-zone, right boards. Page takes it off the boards, looking to center it, drops it back to the point, left side. Shot tipped wide as that was put on by Costin. A check-up by Dave Barry, and it's finally cleared by Marblehead. 43 seconds left in a man advantage, 3-0. The Headers leading. Vikings in a power play, desperately needing to get on the scoreboard. But they're not able to get into the zone. Gillis just ties it up and gets it back out to center. Charlie Page across the line, circling, being bothered by Piccarello. And separates him from the puck, goes down low to Henry Brooks. Nobody on Brooks, so he'll pass it on the right wing side. Circle right to Page, back to Brooks. Goal line extended, drops it back to the right point. Hodgkins over on the left point. Turn around, goes wide around the cage. What do we got? 3 seconds left in a man advantage. Brooks, Page. Brooks has it behind the line, centering pass, tip wide. Oh my, good scoring chance that time by Sam Yarrow, but he couldn't quite get it home, and the penalty is over. So Cunningham and the Headers keep Winthrop off the scoreboard. It remains 3-0. Marblehead back in the Winthrop zone. Can't be kept in by Colin Daly. And it'll be turned around and shot. Oh, nice shot save. Wrist save. A wrist shot, rather, from the point. And a glove save by Cunningham. Trying to see who the shot was. Is that 21? Yeah, Mike Norris. Norris with the shot from the circle. At the top of the faceoff circle. 21 and 2, the 1 sometimes gets wrinkled up and I can't see it. 5:45 left though to go in the game. 3-0 Marblehead. Right point. Matt Tarantino sends it off the glass in the header zone. McCarthy with two goals, can't break it out. In the slot, Casey fires it wide. Comes over on the left wing side. Good pressure this time by Mike Norris and the Winthrop Vikings. But that allows McCarthy to bring it out. He slides it to P.J. Roy, and he sends it into the Winthrop end with 5 minutes left to go. Mike Casey over to Matt Tarantino, looking for a left-wing feed, connects with Hodgson across the line. Weak backhander, doesn't get through, blocked in front by a Marblehead defender. Jacob Garfield was covering up in the slot. And he bounces it off the glass. It's going to come all the way into the Winthrop end. This will be icing. So we're down to 4:49 left to go in the game. Those three goals from the second period holding up. Marblehead weathering the power play of Winthrop. It was a good power play. But again, Marblehead doesn't leave a lot out in front. You shoot on goal. If there's a rebound, it's the headers who are there clearing it away. And then they pass it out of the zone so crisply. So off the faceoff, puck goes out of the rink, and we'll do it again to the right of Cunningham in the header end. High school hockey at the Rocket Arena. Always fun to do a game from Salem State. Vignosa and Chofi fight for the puck on the faceoff, and Chofi's going to win it. Duncan Leggett fighting for the puck behind the cage. Gets it to Chofi, who's going to wheel it out of the zone. Slides it ahead to Haley. And Chofi gets it right back. Picks it up in the corner left wing side. Looking to center it. Can't. Checked off the play nicely by Jake Adamson. But Chofi gets it back behind the cage. Again looking to center it. But once again, it's Mignosa who clears it to the sideboards. Right back to Chofi behind the cage. Setting up shop there. Goal line extended. Circle right. Looking. Drops it back to the left point. And the shot goes wide from that left point. Players in the Winthrop end. Vikings still keeping the pressure on is Marblehead. Down low, centering pass. Kalinowski is bumped off the play. And it is cleared out to center ice. Christian Henniger is doing a bulk of the work down there for Marblehead. Make sure I get his name and his number. Henniger doing the forechecking, but Hodgkins is a checker. Tarantino gets it out of the zone for Winthrop. Comes right back into the Winthrop zone. Noah Hodgkins with it. 3:24 left to go in the game. Marblehead up 3-0. Kalinowski, or check it, it's Piccarello fighting for the puck along with Daly. And Hodgkins comes away with it. He scales it out to the right wing side. Gets it to Hodgson. And Hodgson is slammed into the boards and separated from the puck once again by McGurran. Henry Brooks on the left wing side. Marblehead in. Get some help from Noah Hodgkins. Puck in the skates of Charlie Page. Comes back to Hodgkins. Circle. Can't get a shot off as tight forechecking by Marblehead in the person of Colin Daly allows nothing. And now with numbers, 3-on-2. But P.J. Roy backs off, just clears it into Marblehead in. At the line, Piccarello with it. He's got a winger with him, but Piccarello decides to shoot. Stick to side by Gill. 2.5 minutes left to go. Henry Brooks gets it out of the zone. Slides it into the Marblehead in. And it's collected by the headers and out to center ice. Once again, Chris Partham out there. He's a junior, 5'9", 168. Gets it all the way back into the Viking zone. Mike Lane behind the cage, his own cage for Winthrop. Almost intercepted in the slot. Comes to center ice. Taken by P.J. Roy of Marblehead. Clears it back in. Mike Casey picks it up for Winthrop. Tarantino, right wing side. Looking for Casey. Too far ahead. Comes back to Janeshko for Marblehead across the line. Checked off the play very nicely by Tarantino. Good checking by Tarantino. Minute 40 left to go in the game. No icing on Winthrop as they clear it all the way down. P.J. Roy picks it up. And the headers bring it out of the zone. Goes all the way into the Marblehead end. Gill out of the net. Looking for Casey. Puck comes out to center ice. Noah Hodgkins across the line. Winthrop looking a little tired right now, a little winded. Minute left to go in the game. Centering pass. Mike Casey can't get a stick on it as the headers are there defensively again. And this time it'll be icing against Marblehead with 60 seconds left to go. So icing on Marblehead will set up shop, let's see, the Vikings will be in their right wing circle in the Marblehead end. Charlie Page fighting for the puck, and nobody has it. It's still in the, along the boards right side in the header zone. And where is it? Out to the blue line, but kept in as Duncan Leggett fighting all over the place for the puck. Finally, it's Braden Haley wheeling behind his cage, bumped off the play, but Kalinowski just bounces it off the boards to center ice, and they're going to wave off icing with 28 seconds left to go. So, another impressive win for Marblehead, sort of ho-hum, everybody's sitting on their hands here for the crowd, but good tight forechecking game on both sides. 16 seconds left to go. Nobody chasing the puck down. Noah Hodgkins has it for the Vikings in his own end. Slides it up lazily out to center ice. And slap back in. That'll do it. Long range shot from end to end is blocked by Cunningham. And that'll do it. So that's it from here. We'll take a quick break and wrap this thing up. Final score is Marblehead 3 and Winthrop 0. We'll be back with a quick wrap on this one in just a second. Gloria Food Store is still Beverly's number one deli, and no matter what New England weather is thrown at us, Gloria is open. With fresh bread delivered from Sunray Bakery every morning, Gloria can provide party platters, calzones, hot trays, cold trays, salad trays, and finger sandwiches for whatever you have planned. Call in your order at 978-922-3613, stop in at 268 Rantoul Street, or visit GloriaFoodStore.com. All right, final score from Rocket Arena in Marblehead. It's Marblehead 3 and Winthrop nothing. No scoring in the first, no scoring in the third. All of it coming in the second period for the Headers. Jamie McCarthy scoring at 6:24, his fourth of the season, putting Marblehead on top. 1-0 at that point. McCarthy again at 11:24, about 5 minutes later, scoring his fifth of the season. And then a power play effort is Braden Haley scoring his 13th at 14:45. That was it, all she wrote, three goals in that second period, and that's the story. Other scores we have. Malden Catholic beating Newburyport 8-1 in a final, and we had Swampscott and Watertown at 0-0 after two. Didn't get a final on that one. Don't forget, we'll have North Shore Today tomorrow morning with Bill Newell and myself, and we will have high school basketball tomorrow on MSONewsSports.com. Trending now, Thursday morning at 10 with Josh Arnold. That's it. I'm out of here. On behalf of our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, I'm Rick Moore. Final score from the Rocket Arena, Marblehead 3 and Winthrop 0.
This is MSO Radio at MSONewsSports.com.